Hello everyone and welcome to another video here on the Cycling Dane YouTube channel. Today we are doing our predictions video before the season starts. And as always, I'm joined by Mr. Gregor himself, Ewan Wilson. And today we are going to predict, as we did last year, the top three of all the three Grand Tours and all the five monuments and, why not, the World Championships. So, Ewan, last year was definitely a bit interesting. Ewan, is it Slovenian dominance in 2022 again?
Yes, that's my top two. Pogacar wins, Roglic in second.
Yes, I mean, it really was a mixed bag. We were going into the season with high hopes for Pogacar and Roglic, sort of underplaying the role that Jonas Vingegaard would have into the year. And similarly, I mean, we were hoping for Wout van Aert and for Van der Poel to go tête-à-tête in every single classic, and that really did not happen.
So anyways, we're going to go in chronological order of the races on the calendar. And one race I didn't include, one of our favorites, Strada Bianchi. We'll start with that, Ewan. We saw Tadej Pogacar absolutely annihilate that race last year. And what do you think is going to happen this year?
Well, I think it's going to be a different scenario altogether. I think that Pogacar is not going to attack from so far out. I think he's going to play his cards closer to his chest and sort of wait around and see what happens with the other big hitters here. I'm not 100% convinced we're going to see Van der Poel, Van Aert really clashing, or maybe Alaphilippe. I think instead we're going to see the rise of Tom Pidcock, who is going to bounce away for Ineos Grenadiers and battle with Pogacar for first place. I think that duel will go to Pogacar. I think he'll win it in a more conventional way, whilst third place goes to Sasha Vlasov.
Who saw you picking Tadej Pogacar coming? You can't pick him for every race. Yeah, okay, you're going to throw the same thing at me with Mathieu van der Poel. I think Mathieu van der Poel will win in front of Wout van Aert, and in third place we're going to have Tadej Pogacar making up the podium. But moving on to Milan-San Remo, the lottery of these monuments, anything could really happen. Any one of 25 riders could potentially podium this race. Ewan, what's your podium prediction for the 2023 edition of La Primavera?
I think we're going to see riders really try to attack this. We're going to see Pogacar, Alaphilippe, all these guys really attack on the climb. However, I believe this will end in a reduced bunch sprint, which will go with Michael Matthews in third place, second place for Biniam Girmay, and the winner will be Mads Pedersen, who finally wins a monument. He's been showing sort of signs that he's been growing and growing as a rider. He won his Grand Tour stages last year, proving that he can make that step up. He's aiming for the Giro, wanting to tune up with Italian racing, and he's got Jasper Stuyven on his team, good, really strong helper, who's won this race in the past. I think that will all add up for Danish victory.
Now I'm going to look like I don't like Denmark. I hate my own country because I didn't pick Mads Pedersen. I'm going to go Mathieu van der Poel does the Strade Bianche Milan-San Remo double. Second place will be Alaphilippe, the group behind him, winning a sprint in a very select sprint ahead of Wout van Aert. Now we move into the cobble stages, the Tour of Flanders. It looked like Tadej Pogacar, well, was definitely going to finish on the podium. Mathieu van der Poel won it. And Ewan, who do you think is going to take the 2023 edition?
Well, I have a feeling that the Ronde van Vlaanderen will be the best race of the year in terms of the action. I think we're going to have a really, really good battle between the Galacticos. And by that, I mean Wout and Mathieu plus Pogacar and Alaphilippe. And those four will go all the way to the line for a four-man sprint. This could really go anyway. So I'm going to say Alaphilippe finishes in third. Second place goes to Wout van Aert, and the winner is Mathieu van der Poel again. I just think that at the end of a day like this, van der Poel has it in him to beat Wout in a sprint.
Fair enough. I'm not picking Mathieu van der Poel for this one. I was considering putting Biniam Girmay winning this race after his incredible success at Gent-Wevelgem last year. But I think with the Tour de France focus, maybe, well, who knows? He's very good in the Cobble Classics, as we know. But I think it will be third place will be Christophe Laporte. In front of him, there will be a battle between the 2020 riders of Mathieu van der Poel and Wout van Aert. And this time, it will be Wout van Aert that wins.
Huge L. Not going to happen.
If it does, it'll be funny.
Given that the cyclocross season hasn't quite gone to plan for Van der Poel, I'm a little bit skeptical saying he's going to beat Wout, given that he has hardly done that this year in the cyclocross calendar.
But like we know, anything could happen in Tour of Flanders. Moving on to the queen of the classics, the Hell of a North, Paris-Roubaix. Exceptional race, Dylan van Baarle winning last year, first one for Ineos Grenadiers. Ewan, where do you think the queen of the classics is heading in 2023?
I think this is the race where we're going to see Jumbo go full ham. We're going to see them go crazy, really rip up this race. They have such a strong team for it, with van Baarle on the ranks, as well as Laporte and Wout van Aert, Nathan van Hooijdonk. There's so many contenders here for them, and they've not really won Roubaix in recent years. So I think they're just going to try to do what they did at the Tour de France and rip things apart. And the end result of that will be Wout van Aert winning with Christophe Laporte in second place. And third place, the scraps will go to Stefan Kung, who can only just hang on to the Jumbo-Visma double act.
Yeah, that sounds very likely now when you say it like that. I'm not putting Wout van Aert on my podium. I am putting Moscon in third place because I desperately want to see him get a monument podium after that horrible year he had last year. Second place will be Kasper Eskreen, who had a dreadful season last year as well. And the winner, for the first time in his career, will be Mathieu van der Poel. So at this point in my predictions, he's won Strade Bianche, Milan San Remo, and Paris-Roubaix.
That's quite the season.
Eddie Merckx would be proud of that. But now moving into the more hillier classics, we're not going to predict Amstel Gold and Flèche Wallonne. They're not considered monuments. And yes, Strade Bianche, we included that. But Liège-Bastogne-Liège, Ewan, it's a very interesting race. I thought Remco Evenepoel killed it a bit last year with his dominance. Do you think the Belgian's going to replicate his form here and win once again? And we're going to have a full Belgian podium?
No. I think Remco might try to do what he did again. However, if we have a fully fit Pogacar on the start line, he's got to follow. He's the only rider I could really see in the bunch following a move like that. So I would say Remco and Pogacar go all the way to the line. And in a two-up sprint, it's got to go to Tadej, who wins his second Liège-Bastogne-Liège. And then in third place, I believe it's going to be Sasha Vlasov, who does a good job at chasing these two down, but just misses the mark.
Of course, I'm going to say Fuglsang wins. No, I'm kidding. I think it's going to be another split in terms of this. Well, another Slovenian sandwich with a Belgian filling. I think we're going to have Roglic in third place. We're going to have Wout van Aert in second place. And then the winner, Jan Tratnik. No, Tadej Pogacar. But moving on to our first Grand Tour of the year, the Giro d'Italia. We know, as we've covered in several videos, make sure to check them out. Remco Evenepoel, the world champion, is going here. Who is your podium for this very time trial heavy edition of the Giro?
That place is such a battle. On one side, you have Thomas, you have Almeida, you have Roglic. They're the three contenders I can see battling it out for third place. Who's going to get that coveted spot? I think it's going to be Roglic. I think a tough day in the mountains will set him apart from the other guys. Second place goes to Alexander Vlasov of Bora Hansgrohe. Look at the team that they're bringing. It's ferocious. I think that they're really going to make their mark in the mountains and test the winner, Remco Evenepoel. I think Evenepoel and Vlasov will be closer than people may think. Maybe Vlasov will be able to crack Evenepoel in a couple of days. We've seen that he's been Evenepoel's Achilles heel over the past couple of years. But in the end, I think Evenepoel's time trialing will set him above Vlasov to take the Trofeo Centofina in the rainbow jersey.
Well, I'm going to replicate your winner. I think Remco Evenepoel, like everyone, is hoping that he wins this, despite whatever people think of him. Him as a rider is phenomenal. But in third place, I'm going to say friend of the channel, João Almeida for UAE Team Emirates, finally gets his podium. And in second place, I was thinking Vlasov as well. But I think after a very annoying year for a certain Slovenian, not winning his Vuelta title, not doing well in the Tour de France, Fred Wright causing him to crash, allegedly. I think Primoz Roglic is going to finish in second behind Remco Evenepoel. But moving on, now we have no classics before the next Grand Tour, and the next Grand Tour is none other than the Tour de France, the 2023 edition, year, and starting in the Basque Country. How do you see it going? Vingegaard winning last year in front of Tadej Pogačar, and third place was Geraint Thomas.
Well, I believe we're going to have a carbon copy of the 2021 Tour de France podium.
Boo, and that means
that Richard Carapaz will finish in third place. Jonas Vingegaard finishes in second, and the winner will be Tadej Pogačar, who comes back, bounces back from the woes of the Col du Granon to take the yellow jersey for the third time in his young, illustrious Slovenian career.
Who would have seen that coming? And obviously we know who I'm going to pick as the winner. Jonas Vingegaard. But I think the podium behind him will be a bit different to your version of this story. I think Richard Carapaz of EF Education Easy Post manages to finish second. And then in third place, we have the Giro d'Italia champion of 2022.
Are you okay?
In third place. Tadej Pogačar, he had problems, so unfortunately he couldn't finish on the podium.
Which problems? Please.
Bike problems.
Specify.
Bike.
Okay.
Puncture.
Does he get, like, I don't know, like, evaporated? Does he get arrested? Does he, I don't know. Does he
arrested
get deported
for his rap.
From the Fifth French his Republic? Rap.
Arrested. Crimes against music. So anyways, the World Championships is going to be between the Tour and the Vuelta a España, and that's of course going to change a lot of things. And Ewan, how do you see the Glasgow World Championships podium going for the time trial men's elite event?
Well, the time trial will be on a relatively flat circuit around the city of Stirling. I believe it's going to end up with a podium of European riders. In third place, it'll be Remco Evenepoel. In second place, it'll be Stefan Kung, who usually goes well in August. But the winner will be Pippo Ganna of Italy, who gets his title back after a hilly course in 2022, threw up one of the most unexpected World Championship results.
Yeah, I can't really look past Ganna, but I will. I think Remco Evenepoel is going to take the victory ahead of Ganna, and then in third place, Miguel Biel. So now moving on to the road race, Ewan. Remco Evenepoel, of course, the defending champion. Do you think it will still be a Belgian winner for the 2023 edition?
This is the hardest one. I'm so torn on three riders here. I know the route quite well. It's relentless, up and down all the time. It swings from left to right, and there's a lot of kickers. If we're going up Montrose Street by the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow, that's a kicker. Real nasty, steep climb that ramps up to like 12%. However, once we were on a very similar route back in 2018 at the European Championships, we saw the first road race battle really between Van der Poel and Wout Van Aert. It was won by Trentin, who was like a passenger in that battle. But I believe we're going to have this, the same situation here, not with Trentin, but with Wout Van Aert, Mathieu Van der Poel, and Binyam Girmay. And I think Binyam Girmay is going to outdo Van der Poel and Van Aert, who battle out for the silver medal behind Africa's first ever gold medal at the World Championships. It is going to be crazy in Glasgow if this happens.
In Glasgow, I think Eritrea is going to go with happiness.
They won't sleep for weeks.
You can see Eritrea from the moon if that happens. Well, I kind of want that to happen now. But nevertheless, I haven't written that. I wrote Remco Evenepoel in third place. And yeah, much like you said, because I was also watching that Glasgow race, which was absolutely phenomenal. Wout Van Aert in second place. And Mathieu Van Der Poel completes this amazing season where he's the world champion, because we all want to see him wear the rainbow jersey or Wout Van Aert in the road race. The final Grand Tour of the year, the Vuelta a España, often an afterthought, but produces some of the best cycling of the year sometimes. Ewan, what do you think is going to happen? We saw last year Remco Evenepoel won it in a dominant fashion. Ewan, what do you think the podium is going to look like for the 2023 edition?
Well, I think we're going to have a repeat of the podium for most of last year's Vuelta a España. And in that case, Enric Mas once again finishes on the podium with the Vuelta in third place. Second place goes to Primož Roglič, and the winner is going to be Evenepoel. I don't see Ayuso climbing up there. I think he's going to battle out with Carlos Rodriguez in the lower rank, well, in fourth or fifth place. I think it's actually going to be quite a similar top five to last year. bar Miguel Angel Lopez, because he is no longer at the World Tour level.
Yeah, riding for Team Medellin right now. What a team they have right now if they get Nairo as well. But anyways, I'm going to say a bit different. I'm going to say Roglic in third place. Tadej Pogačar comes here, but finishes in second because his young teammate, Juan Ayuso, takes the victory.
It's a hot take. I'll say that. Ayuso's got it in him, but you know, he's going to be 20 years old. That's pretty young.
Yeah. The race of the falling leaves. Ewan, Tadej Pogačar won that race now 2 years in a row. Where do you think the defending champion will, well, do you think he's going to be finishing on the podium?
You know, I actually forgot to write down my predictions for Lombardia. That shows the cultural impact it has on my cycling calendar. I think the winner will be Pogačar. I think second place will go to Andrea Bajoli. And I believe third place goes to Nielsen Paulus of the United States.
I think Sergio Higuita is going to improve on his top five finish last year. And in second place, we're going to have the two-time defending champion, Tadej Pogačar, and the winner will be Remco Evenepoel.
Yes.
But anyways, that's basically it for our predictions of the World Tour biggest events, the Grand Tours, the Monuments, and even the World Championships events. Of course, make sure to comment down below what you think is going to happen, and then we can all come back in a year's time and laugh at ourselves as we did with the other one. But with that, thank you very much for watching. Check out our website as well, www.thecyclingday.com. Plenty of interesting articles there as well. And of course, as always, thank you for watching and have a nice day.